We're sitting here with defensive line coach Andre Patterson talking about his guys. And this should be pretty fun because you got some good players, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You like your group?
I like my group. Yes, I do.
What do you love about them? What's good about the 2016 group of defensive linemen?
Well, I think we brought them up the right way. They come out here every day and they grind. They work. I don't ever have to crack the whip, right? I mean, Coach Zimmer has to come over to me and say, pull them back, you know? So, I mean, they come out here from drill to drill, hit the sled, run through the bags, come out of the chute, and they work every single day. And so that was a process back from the first day I got here. And now they got it. I don't have to talk about effort anymore. They come out here every day and they work. And so that's the biggest thing that makes me feel good as a coach, is they've got it now.
I don't think Brian Robinson will lead the team in sacks or tackles, yet I have a feeling he's a leader.
Yes, he is. B-Rob is a big-time leader in my room, number one. But I think the biggest thing for fans to understand is B-Rob's value to us is humongous because all the different jobs that he can do, you know. He plays defensive end and plays the run well and rushes out there. Then we kick him down inside to a three technique in passing situations, and he's hard for a guard to be able to handle because of his quickness, speed, and power. But because he's athletic, he can line up in there and drop and cover a running back, a receiver, or a tight end. So it makes it real difficult for the offense to know, number one, where he's going to be, and number two, what is he going to do. So he has tremendous value to our defense.
When you look at Sharif, what are his strengths?
Well, I think number one, he's got an explosive get-off. He's cat quick for a 300-pound man, and he's strong. He's a tremendous athlete for a big guy, and that's what makes him special because of having all those traits. I mean, he's got the feet of an end, but he's playing inside. So all those things are what makes him a great player as a three technique.
What do you guys ask Linval to do? What's his responsibility?
Well, his responsibility is hold down the middle of our defense. So if that means he's got to take on two and hold them at the line of scrimmage, he's got to take on two and hold them at the line of scrimmage. If they single block him, then if they run the ball inside, it's his job to make the play before they get to the linebackers. And, you know, the thing that makes Linval unique is obviously he's huge, you know, and he's strong. But he is quick, you know, and he's got long arms, long levers, and he's real difficult for offensive linemen to handle.
I look at just a lunch pail guy who comes to work every day and shows up and doesn't say boo about anything but is productive is Tom Johnson.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I'm very proud of Tom because, you know, 2 years ago Tom came here, nobody even knew who he was. He fought so hard to get in this league and stay in this league. And he's taken his game to a whole new level, you know. The first year, you know, he got recognition as a pass rusher, you know, but last year he became a really good run defender too. And, you know, I think Tom is a complete player as a defensive tackle.
You talk about a guy that some people didn't know who he was. How about Danielle Hunter? You know, the Vikings draft Danielle Hunter in the third round and people are like, who is that guy? But by the end of the season, if 99 wasn't on the field, people were saying, where's Danielle?
Right, and again, you know, he's another one that came here and worked his tail off to get better. You know, we had a lot of work to do when he came from LSU. But I knew he would do it because of all of the meetings that I had with him before the draft, and I saw that he's a very, very intelligent kid, number one. And number two, he has a strong desire to get better and be great.
For those of us who don't have the pleasure to sit in your staff meetings when you talk to coaches and scouts, how are we going to know if Danielle's taking the next step? What will we see to tell us that?
Well, I think the biggest thing you'll see, you know, as a run player, you will see, you know, Danielle have games where he's had 7-8 tackles in the game. Because he's long and he's athletic, he's able to get to more plays in the running game than, let's say, B-Rob or Griff because they didn't have his length. And then I think as a pass rusher, I think you see his sack totals go up to where he has the ability to be a double-digit sack guy. And I think that's the progression that we're looking to have happen for him.
This is your second stint with the Vikings. What brought you back here?
My wife really enjoyed our time here in Minnesota, and so did I. That's number one. It was a slam dunk for her. And then obviously the most important thing was Mike Zimmer. know, he's been a close friend of mine for a long, long time. You know, I believe what he believes in. I got his back through thick and thin, and he doesn't have to worry about me, you know, and I don't have to worry about him. I tell people all the time, I'm hoping that I get to close my career out here. I mean, I'm not looking to go anyplace else. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful place, and we love living here, and I don't want anybody else to coach my guys.